Democratic and Republican members of the state's Joint Committee on Finance are accusing each other of playing politics when it comes to lead water lines. Stay tuned to Morning Edition to learn more.
Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee admitted it was a bit of political theater when he held up a water bottle at the Joint Finance Committee meeting yesterday.
I brought some water from my faucet this morning in the sink of my kitchen. Anyone want to drink it? Anyone want to take a sip? Some good lead lateral water. I don't drink it. I drink filtered water.
Goyke says the issue of lead laterals is personal. He says he and many of his constituents can't trust that the water in their homes is not poisoned with lead. That's because it flows through aging lead lateral pipes, connecting older homes to water mains. Goyke called on the state to do something. In his budget, Democratic Governor Evers had allotted $40 million to begin replacing lead service lines. But the GOP-dominated Joint Committee on Finance rejected that proposal last week. Goyke and other Democrats wanted to revisit the issue.
There isn't a private sector solution for this. A week ago, we debated you can't just throw money at a problem. Sorry, this just costs money.
According to data from the State Department of Health Services, 5% of kids across the state younger than 6 have lead poisoning. While lead laterals are found across the state, the majority are in Milwaukee, the state's largest city, so it would have received the majority of the funding Evers proposed. State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee says replacing lead laterals should not be a political issue.
When those children are placed into special needs classes, when those mothers are getting the devastating news that their children are affected by lead, I want you guys to look her in the eye and tell her that because her child was born in Milwaukee, that you're unwilling to help, because there's nothing fair about that.
Joint Finance Co-Chair John Nygren, a Republican from Marinette, blasted Democrats for bringing up the issue of lead laterals, just as lawmakers were voting on a measure that received bipartisan support.
Well, good to take a motion that we're all going to vote together on and make it divisive.
Nygren reiterated the GOP reasoning for not moving forward with providing money to replace the service lines. He says a bill was passed in 2017 that would allow local governments to take out low-interest loans that could be used to replace lead water lines.
I've heard people on this dais complain about local control in the past. This is a perfect opportunity for communities to step up and address issues facing their constituents.
Nygren says the issue is best handled at the local level. He adds that it's important to know that replacing lead laterals without replacing all the lead pipes inside a home does no good. And Nygren says that even if all of Governor Evers' proposed $40 million had gone to Milwaukee, it would have only replaced lead laterals at 9% of homes in the city. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You can learn more about water quality issues by checking out our special series that aired last week called Project Milwaukee, Great Lakes, Troubled Waters. All the stories are on our website.